The intense summer heat is an excuse to stop and have something cold, a treat. Well, that goes for humans as well as animals, as NPR's Lee Hale found at the National Zoo here in Washington.
It's hot at the zoo. Really hot.
It feels like a million degrees. I looked at my iPhone. It says it's 100, but with the heat index, probably like 105, 107. It's sweltering out here.
That rounds to about a million, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Parents and kids crowd under what look like giant showerheads. Cold mist sprays them from head to toe.
One more time, okay?
Families camp out in the shade, many with ice cream in their hands. And Craig Saffo says this works for the lions and tigers, too.
We would eat an ice cream cone to try to cool our body temperature down. We give these guys a big cat version of an ice cream cone. It's literally a block of blood frozen, and they'll munch that down.
Saffo is the curator of the big cats. He shows me the huge restaurant-sized freezer where they keep those blocks of blood. At the zoo, they're known as bloodsicles, as in blood popsicles.
This is our freezer of goodies.
On the shelf, there's what looks like an oversized hockey puck made of blood.
This is the blood and remaining juice from the normal beef diet that these guys get.
On a hot day like this, he'll pop a bloodsicle right out of its plastic container and toss it to the lions and tigers. They love it, he says. But bloodsicles alone aren't enough to keep the big cats cool.
We want them to get into the water so that they can cool down a bit.
Inside the tiger's enclosure, Saffo drops an oversized ball into the pool. A male tiger, Bandar, makes his way out from his air-conditioned cage to investigate. And all the kids watching start roaring instinctively. Bandar puts on a show for them. He's playful as he splashes in the water. For a moment, he almost looks like a house cat. But he's not. He's a wild animal. And it can seem a little odd that these tigers have pool toys and access to AC. Here's Saffo again.
We come by and we watch an animal, like a tiger or a lion, and we say, oh, they're used to the heat. They're from Africa or they're from Sumatra. And, well, these individual cats have never been to Africa, have never been to Sumatra.
These animals were raised here in D.C., at the National Zoo. And although something like a bloodsicle might seem unnatural and honestly a little disgusting, to these cats, it's just another summertime treat on one of the hottest days of the year. Lee Hale, NPR News, Washington.